to Women Writing Men, part two of a thing, episode
37.
I'm Delaney. This is Mariah. This is Women Writing Men. We're looking for the most attractive man in fiction. This ain't it, folks. But we're looking. We're actively searching. Honestly, this guy, he's a very well-rounded character. He's got a lot happening.
Yes. This guy being Rysand.
Yeah. Yeah, so,
what book are we reading?
We're reading A Court of Mist and Fury by Sarah J. Maas.
We're halfway through. So this is part two.
So we're skipping all the... Oh, no, wait. Okay, I'm gonna try to summarize what's happened so far.
But again, if you're listening here...
If you just picked up, like, your... if you were like, back. I'm gonna skip part one.
I'm going to skip the first book,
and part one
of the second book, and start at part two.
Two of the second book. Why? Why would you do that? So far in this book, what has happened?
Farrah and Tamlin broke up.
Yeah.
Epically.
They broke up epically. Farrah just left, basically. She didn't really tell Tamlin what was going on.
Yeah, I was going to say, Tamlin doesn't think they're broken up. Tamlin thinks she kidnapped.
She was kidnapped.
And she thinks we're broken up.
Yeah. So they're having very different experiences right now. Tamlin's kind of, like, freaking out, and she's just having a vibe, fun time with Rhys.
And her fun time with Rhys involves preparing for war by going to do tasks for him.
Yeah. That
she has free choice in, yet she's the only one in the world who can do it.
And also, like, these are, like, life-threatening tasks, but somehow it's kind of, like, making her better. Like, mentally?
Like, mentally. Like, curing her emotional
of her PTSD
trauma.
From yes. the first book.
Yes.
So that's an interesting thing, too.
Yeah.
And then we've met some new characters. All of Rhys's friends. We'll talk about them. It's weird if you don't know who we're talking about right now. Also, there's a new rapey lady, Ianthe, because, like, we killed the last rapey lady and we got a new one in town.
We just left off. Did mm-hmm. I even explain it? Did I even explain why we went to the Mortal Lands last time? No.
She's becoming emissary to get the book. Okay. The half of the book. You said that.
Okay. Yes. So we just finished off with her in the Mortal Lands. Her sisters are going to help them basically meet with the queens to try to get the other half of the book. Yes.
She needs the other half of the book to nullify the cauldron, which is the thing that the King of Highburn is using.
To resurrect Jurien. And which is, in this book, is the big thing that they need to try to stop.
Yeah.
But the cauldron is, like, epically powerful and can do way more crap than just resurrect this dead dude.
Yeah, but right now we're focused on Jurien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she gets kidnapped by the Adar, which... Call back to the first book.
Yeah, was the bad boy.
Was Amarantha's, like, minion.
Yeah. I imagine it like a gargoyle-looking thing.
Yeah, that's what you said. I imagined him as a big blob. So we'll go with the gargoyle.
I forgot that you have the worst imagination. Did you still think he was a blob?
Well, now you could... No, maybe.
Because you had read this book.
Well, I don't even think I remembered who he was. That's like, he's the Adder. What is this?
Oh, he's probably just a giant blob.
Okay, are we ready to get going?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Okay, so one of, just like prefacing what's about to happen, another part about this book, this is a first thought, about this moment and also all moments that happen pretty consistently. So often something will happen bad and will be immediately resolved.
Yeah.
So, like, in the in chapter 25, she's kidnapped by the Adder. Mm-hmm. And in chapter 26, she is rescued from the Adder. Like, immediately.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and this happens, like, last book when she dies. And I'm like, she's obviously going to be resurrected. A page later.
She's resurrected.
She's alive again.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, like...
Oh, what's gonna happen? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, she's rescued from the Adder, and Rhys is like, this was my plan all along. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You give her choice? All this free will she has, and you're like, I bet if I leave her in the woods for a minute, the adder will get her.
And she still is, like, Reese not manipulative.
Yeah. 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 I mean, she's a little bit like, don't ever do that again. Like, just tell me.
Yeah.
But also, like...
She's still not suspicious of him.
No.
Or at least, like, as a reader, you're not. Which is weird that you're not.
No. I'm like, you have no free choice in any of this. I don't even know why. I think the reason why he wanted to bait him, because he was like, he knew that there was something lurking. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, they're probably coming for her. So I'll just leave her exposed. Yeah. It was another moment where I was like, you act like you have free choice with him and you don't. Mm-hmm. It's just, he just manipulates you into situations that look like you've chosen.
Yeah. And yet she's like, wow, he's so much better than Tamlin. At least I can walk around freely while he manipulates me.
So they torture the adder for information. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know what information he gives. I didn't care. We also find out more manipulation here that Amryn gave her the amulet to get into the prison, and it was nothing. It was just this cheap trinket.
Yeah.
And Reese knew. Mm-hmm. And Amryn obviously knew.
But they just tricked her to get her to do it. And then they're like, no, look, it was the power of you that did it.
Yeah. You just needed to believe in something.
Yep.
I literally. It's so.
It's actually, you know what's funny about it? Is it's like parenting. Like, it's like parenting a small child.
Yeah.
And being like, don't worry, you can go on the big slide. I'll give you this.
Here, wear this cape. You can do it.
Yeah. And then they do it because they're wearing the cape. And then you're like, you didn't actually need it.
No. At this point, she thinks, I probably should write a letter to Tamlin. So she writes a letter that says, hey, Tamlin, I'm never coming back. Dear Farah, or sincerely, Farah.
Don't be suspicious. Nothing bad is happening.
Like, it's so ridiculous. I'm like, that is not a mature response to this. Like, she thinks what he did was because of how broken he is. And yet, the thing you decide to write to try to calm him down is, I'm never coming back. Like, it seems like she's being forced to write this.
Yeah. And it's so weird that, like, why can't she just talk to him?
I know.
God. And maybe he won't listen to her and, like, she knows that or something. But, like, she doesn't even try.
No. Okay. It's going to just get it. I'm going to get more riled up. At this point, I'm like, he's going to end up evil because that's where we're heading.
Yeah.
Because she
is acting like she's been kidnapped.
And he is going to do something stupid.
Because he thinks she's been kidnapped. This is a constant problem with Farah, where she's like, I can't believe Tamlin would think that thing that I'm deliberately making him think. So annoying.
Chapter 29, Reese and his crew go for dinner.
Yeah.
Like, such a switch. Torture.
Yeah. Dinner time!
Dinner time! We find out that Amryn drinks blood.
Yeah.
She can't eat food. There seems to be a love triangle between Mora, Az, and Cassian. Mm-hmm. I didn't really pay much attention to it. But I was like, I better point it out because I'm the note taker. This is the moment. She realizes in this moment that he, Reese, was trying to help her in her cell under the mountain. Even as he did horrible things to her. She decided that him taunting her and flirting with her under the mountain when she was with another man was to keep the darkness at bay, which is what he is doing now. They flirt about her licking him through a note. She doesn't have nightmares. I'm slightly appalled that him teasing her with sexual stuff is healing her trauma.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she should be more than slightly appalled.
So yeah, this was this was her justification for everything he did under the mountain. She was like, he was flirting with me and taunting me to, like, keep me mad at him and not, like, to succumb to depression. And I was like, are you kidding me? Because that's the way you do it in real life. And she was like, it's okay. Like, what he did was okay. Like, it helped me.
It helped. She's like, it helped me. And then she's also like, and he was trying to protect this beautiful city. So if he just, like,
she says all the time,
if he just, like, humiliated me a little bit and, like, treated me like an object for his amusement and took my feelings into consideration 0%, that's fine.
Because it actually kept my darkness at bay. And yeah. He was doing it for his people.
Yeah, he was doing it for his people. And he was actually doing it for me. He was actually humiliating me every night.
For me. I needed it.
Yeah, I needed to be drugged to dance on his lap every night. That was what we both needed.
And I don't know what Sarah J. Maas was thinking. I think that what... I honestly could probably get on board with Reese if at some point he had said to her, you know what, Farah? I treated you like crap.
Yeah, that was a little fucked up, what I did.
And I was, you know, a sex slave. And
I thought it was okay, and now I realize it wasn't okay.
It wasn't. I made the wrong call.
Yeah.
And of course, like, we came out the other end, and we're both alive, but, like, I made the wrong call. And I will spend the rest of my life making the right call for you.
Yeah. But he never acknowledges it.
Nope.
He's like, no, that was...
That was a good move. I made a good move because we all came out, like, because we survived, it proves that what I did was right.
Yeah.
That's his outlook on what happened under the mountain.
Yep. And it's not cool.
It's not cool. And this is why I'm like, I can't get on board with him.
Yeah.
Because I just...
Because he never acknowledges that.
No.
That he did that. That was so... So wrong. the thing is, like, Farah murdered some people under the mountain. So I get, like, we all did things we didn't want to do under the mountain. But Tamlin...
But she feels guilty about what she did.
Yeah. And Tamlin actually didn't do anything
under the mountain. But she says, that's because he's a coward.
Yeah! I don't know, man.
Okay. Chapter 30. More of her justifying... Reese. So she discovers that her tattoo about the 1 week a month is an Illyrian tattoo. And she's like, oh, he did this because he knows that Illyrian are strong and glorious. And he thinks I'm strong and glorious. So that's why he put the tattoo on me. And I'm like, so now you're justifying that he literally forced you to do things that you didn't want to do? Because at the moment... When she made the oath to come to visit him once a week, she didn't want to do it!
No, she really didn't.
So now she's like, oh, but it's okay because it's proof that he thinks I'm strong and glorious. Like, are you kidding me? And then she, like, breaks down as she fights thinking about how terrible Tamlin is. I wrote this down because I was, again, annoyed. They were, like, training.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically has, like, a emotional breakdown, starts weeping and sobbing because she's like, Tamlin is evil. Rysan comforts her and cocoons her in her wings. And I just wrote, like, my own comment. Why are they so uncomfortable? I hate them. Yeah. Like, I just thought it was really weird. Because, like, I think Cassian and Az are both there too. And he's like, I'll take you in my wings, babe. And then he just, like, covers her. I'm like, this is so weird. Okay, chapter 31. Okay, also just note that so many chapters happened just then and nothing happened.
Excuse me, they had a moment.
Okay, they are going to Summer Court to try to find out where the path of the book is.
Yep.
I said, clearly I am missing the subtleties going on with Az, Cass, and more, but I'm reading too fast to try to figure it out.
I love your notes where you're like, there's something happening. I'm not paying attention.
Because I was like, who's into who? And like,
yeah.
Why isn't one of them with one of them?
Yeah, so the subtleties there are that Moore
had sex with Cass.
Because she needed to lose her virginity so that she could be properly ruined so that she wouldn't have to marry the guy from the Autumn Court, which is one of Lucien's
brothers.
Yeah, his oldest brother.
Yeah. So she did that.
Yeah, and then
she... But she's, like, not with Cass.
Yeah, but then she did that because she was like, I knew Cassian wouldn't be, like...
Like, Cassian and I would just have a romp in the hay and we'd be done with it.
Yeah, and so... And she didn't choose Azriel.
Because Az loves her.
Yeah, and so now she just... They live in eternal purgatory where it's implied through this book... That it's because she doesn't want to ruin the friendship.
Yes.
Because she's like, it'll fuck up the whole dynamic with them.
Of all of us, yeah.
Yeah.
But we find out more reasons. But but also this whole the whole subtlety stuff with Cass and Az and her. Because, like, sometimes she was so flirty with Cass.
Yeah.
And, like, so protective of him, like, with Nesta. Mm-hmm. Even starting in this book where she's, like...
Yeah, she's, like, weird with Nesta.
And I'm like, why? Why are you weird with Nesta about Cass? Like, just, like, because you love him as a friend?
I think that's what it's implied.
But it's too much.
I know. It's enough that it seems she's in love with Cassian.
Yeah, it's enough that I was like, who's into who?
Yeah.
I was so confused. And I just kept getting more confused until finally it was revealed the truth. But even then, I still think it's confusing. Because then I'm like, so then, like,
why
are you still so protective of these dudes?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
They are, okay, da-da-da-da. Farrah admits that she likes flirting with Reese, and Reese notices that she enjoys watching him. I don't know. Chapter 32. Summer Court. It's beautiful. They pretend to be kinda evil to keep up the act.
Yep.
They banter with the Summer Court people about Tamlin and whether war will break out to get her back. Chapter 33. They are here to find the book, and Reese tells her she needs to do whatever it takes to get it. Even sleeping with the High Lord, who is very interested in her.
Yeah. I don't know why she doesn't just do it, but it's fine. She doesn't.
He obviously doesn't want her to, and they both know that, but he's giving her freedom.
Freedom in quotation marks. You can go sleep with the guy, but don't actually do it, because it'll piss me off.
She feels unhappy, which is her first emotion since never-ending nothingness.
I mean, good for her.
And the reason she feels unhappy is that she's worried that Rysan might bed one of the people from Summer Court.
Yeah.
Chapter 34. Reese is dumb. He is giving her a choice, but he isn't telling her that he is one of the choices.
Yeah, because he's being all weird right now where he's like...
Sleep with Tarkin, who is the High Lord of the Summer Court.
And he's like, I'm going to go sleep with this girl.
And like, you can sleep with Cass if you want to.
And then they're just... They're just into each other, and she clearly wants to sleep with him, and he clearly wants to sleep with her, but they're pretending that's not the case.
Yeah. Tarkin takes... She flirts with him a lot. He takes her around the Summer Court, but she can't find the book anywhere. But Rysan was really jealous that her and Tarkin were literally just hanging out.
Yeah.
They're happy again, I guess. Because they talk about it, I guess? I don't know.
Yeah.
Until the next thing happens, or they bang. And, like, basically, we're just gonna go on a roller coaster of jealousy until they bang.
Yeah.
Chapter 35. But that doesn't really happen. They end up just banging. Chapter 35. She knows where the book is. It's in a little building in the beach that gets covered by high tide.
Yep.
She becomes a Daimati. She changes Tarkin's mind.
Yeah. Which is not cool, but it's fine.
Yeah, because...
She's like, the book is too important.
They ask about the book. Tarkin gets suspicious. And so her and Reese change everybody's mind to act like, oh, just think we're innocents. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about us. She feels bad about it because she thinks he's a good guy. Mm-hmm. They're going to break into the little thing on the beach tomorrow night and maybe kill people.
Yeah.
And Tarkin really likes them. Tarkin's like, I want to be your allies.
Yeah. And they
But they are worried that Tarkin might not want to be their allies. And if they're like, reveal, we need to get the book to stop the Highburn. So, chapter 36, her and Amarin get into the little beach house. She shapeshifts into Tarkin because she needs his hand to get into the rooms. The book knows that she's not Tarkin, and it shuts them in. And because it's the tides are affecting this little house, the tides start to come in, and they're drowning.
Yeah, and then luckily.
But I said, oh, but they're not gonna drown because this book is not over yet.
I wish that this book ended with them drowning.
This is the second time you've wished that she just died.
I'll wish it again.
Okay, so they're almost drowning, but you were going to say, how do they escape?
But luckily Farrah did that thing for the water person, and then the water creature comes and saves her.
And says, we have repaid our debt.
Yes.
The Summer Court knows what they did, so I guess not allies.
Yeah.
Because, Reese was supposed to, I don't know. Reese was stupid. Again, I'm like, you're hundreds of years old. Because Reese was, on guard. And when, the alarm went off, he went around to all the guards. And instead of changing their minds, which he can do. Mm-hmm. He just knocked them all unconscious. So I'm like, they're all going to wake up and be like, yeah, it was
them. Was you guys, yeah.
Stupid.
Yep.
And of course, like, the ancient man who's, like, been a part of wars and has led armies wouldn't be like, oh, I've got a strategy here.
Yep.
No.
It's weird that they're like, he's the smartest, greatest, most powerful man, and then he just makes dumb choices.
Yep. So Tarkin has started a blood feud with them.
Yep.
Which basically is like, if I see you again, I will kill you.
Yeah, if you're in my court, I will kill you.
Yeah. But, and Rhys is depressed because he was an idiot for not doing the thing that he should have done with the guards. So she decides to flirt with him to get him out of his funk, because that's what he does for her.
Yeah, well, isn't it also implied that the reason he, like, wasn't paying attention with the guards is because she was drowning, and so then he was like, my soulmate is drowning, maybe. I'm not paying attention.
Why would people do that? That's asinine, I said.
The flirting to get them out of depression.
Yeah. I mean, it goes back to a topic we have gone over again and again and again. People shouldn't be the ones curing each other's things.
Yeah. You cure your own shit, and then you have good relationships with people.
Yeah. He puts a vision in her head of sexy times in a lingerie shop. We also find out in this moment that Rhys has PTSD from under the mountain as well. He has terrible nightmares, and she soothes him because she knows how, since she gets them too, and knows what she wishes someone would do for her. And the only reason I wrote that again was because I was like, here is another subtle dig at Tamlin, who didn't handle her nightmare as well.
Yeah.
And she's like, see, look, I can handle Rhys's nightmares because I know what he needs, and he knows what I need because...
It's because their minds are fucking linked.
I know.
Because she didn't have that with Tamlin, and it's like, the author just handed him an easy fucking shortcut and was like, and actually Rhys is better. He's just a better man because he can read her mind, literally. And it's like, no, if you gave that to Tamlin, he might have had a better time, honestly.
So stupid.
But he didn't have superpowers, so he's bad.
Chapter 39.
So that's really on him, to be honest.
All he needed to do. So this is the other thing. Could they read minds because of their soulmates or because of the 1 week deal? Like, that's no. Why did they start reading minds?
It was because of the 1 week deal, and then I think it's also she has the same mind reading power. But then it's also soulmates. There's like three reasons why they can read each other's minds.
Okay. Chapter 39. Basically just a filler chapter while they wait for the human queens to get back to them. I guess they met the human queens before. I didn't mention.
Yeah, I don't know.
She trains and gets stronger. The author describes... Oh, wait. They didn't meet the queens. They just sent a letter to the queens the first time. The author describes more like this, and I only wrote it because I thought it was stupid. The female certainly excelled at finding ways to spend money. And I just get really bothered when they use female and male.
They use female and male because, like, fairies don't use men and women for some reason.
And I just couldn't. I, like, just say more. More certainly excelled at finding ways to spend money.
Yeah.
Or she. Yeah. Why female?
Yeah.
Okay, they're going to meet the queens. And the queens can winnow? I thought they were humans.
Yeah.
They can winnow. They have special powers because the fairies gave the queens and the queens' bloodlines
special powers.
Special powers during the treaty from the last war.
Yeah.
Chapter 40. They mate the queens, who are not helpful. The queens won't even protect the territory that borders the wall. They're just gonna let those people die.
Because those people don't even have a queen.
No. Like, they're just
a couple humans.
They're just stuck at the bottom of fairy world.
Yes.
The queens also will not give them the book. They think Rhys is evil, which is fair because that's the persona he puts out.
Yeah, he really puts out a vibe of I am evil. And then he's like, why does everybody think I'm evil?
Moore reveals a secret, which is that there's a fae and a human that live together on a secret island since the war in peace with lots of people and fairies mixing together.
Yep.
And Rhys is friends with them, so Rhys must be good, they conclude.
Mm-hmm.
The queens say, we want proof, because that's not proof, that's just a story said out loud.
And the human queens are kind of justified.
And we all conclude, thinking that's them, that the queens suck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ready? For some backstory that I start with. Backstory that I guess is important, but I don't really remember. So there's Jurien, who is a human, I think. Mm-hmm. And he loved Miriam, who was half fae, I think. But Miriam broke things off with him to pursue Prince Dacon, who was full fey. Miriam and Prince Dacon win the war, and Miriam and Draken hide on an island in peace. I think it's lame that they'll let the world burn and wage war while they hide on their island. Why are they deserving? This is what I wrote about this backstory.
Yep.
There's more. There's so much more, because Jurian was in love with Miriam. Then Miriam started to see Jurian, like, he was really brutal, and so she broke up with him.
Yeah.
But, like, did it badly again, so, like, Miriam, like,
yeah,
he still thought, like, they were together, but she started with Draken.
Yeah.
And so then Jurian hated them.
Yeah. And then also Jurian was with Amarantha's sister?
Too.
Yeah.
So complicated.
So complicated.
Anyway. And was Amarantha's sister, obviously, she had to be fey as well.
Yeah, and she was anti-human, but with him for
but
some
reason. But he was pro-human.
Yeah.
And Miriam was human. Pro-human.
Because Jurian's a human. Yeah, anyway.
It was so complicated, and I was like, I just don't care.
Yeah, I never really understood it. I just knew there were the words, the names.
Amarantha told Jurian all about So, this was the explanation, and I was, like, never on board with it. I was like, this is stupid. The reason why King Hybern wants to resurrect Jurian is because for the years that Jurian was an eyeball.
Yeah.
Amarantha would just look at the eyeball and be like, did you know that Miriam, like, slept with Draken?
Yeah.
And so Hybern was like, I will resurrect him because he
is so angry.
He will fight the humans with me.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
That literally makes no sense. I'm like, why? Why would Jurian side with you? Your person, your commander, Amarantha,
was just torturing him for years and years. Yeah.
And now you'll resurrect him, and he's like, yeah, I'll pick you. Like,
yeah, you seem cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't fathom.
I know. It made sense. Like, they kind of implied that Jurian had gone mad in that time, and that's why he would do it, but it didn't really make sense.
No. I mean, why would you even... I mean, I guess that, like... I also don't know why he's so important. Like, he's human.
I know.
Like, they've said he's it not... again and again. Like, humans are useless.
They're so weak. They're so incredibly weak.
Yeah.
But he's like, no, I'll make him into a strong human. Because somehow they're going to make him with the cauldron, and that's going to make him stronger.
Does it? I don't know. Okay, anyways. So the next thing they have to do in their random little tasks of things...
Yeah.
Is they have to go to the true Night Court, the Court of Nightmares, to get the Truth Stone that Rhys can use to prove to the Queens that he is actually good. This was pretty weird. So, Rhys is going to have to act evil. And everyone's going to have to act evil.
Yeah. But
before we get to acting evil, we get all of the rest of Mor's backstory. So she was sold to the Autumn Court to be married, but she didn't want to, so she slept with Cassie, and we already said that.
Mm-hmm.
So then, Autumn Court didn't want her, but neither did her dad. So her dad sent her to Autumn Court with a note nailed to her belly saying she was the Autumn Court's problem now.
Yeah.
And the Autumn Court never went to go get her because they didn't want her, but Az found her, like, in the woods.
Yeah. And then...
Az saved her. So yeah, that's her backstory.
Yep.
She's freaking out because she does not like going to the Court of Nightmares.
She doesn't like going to see her dad.
Like, her dad's there.
Her dad sucks.
They're all, like, her whole family who are evil people are there. Chapter 42. Fun comment. I can't read this book at night because I always fall asleep after 5 pages. They're going to the evil place, and she has to decide what her persona will be.
Yeah.
In the Court of Nightmares, and she decides her persona will be Rhys's whore.
Yeah. Which, fine.
So they talk about having sex on the way as they, like, fly in.
It's also like, oh, then she, like, does this, and then everyone's like, oh, Rhys is mind-controlling her like he did at Amarantha's place.
Yeah.
And that's why she's acting like this. So then when it gets back to Tamlin, Tamlin's like, she's clearly being manipulated.
Yes. It's so weird. So...
It's so weird that she decides for herself, I'm gonna act like I'm being manipulated.
Yeah. So, some fun things. They chat about his wings, which are so sensitive that you can make him come just by touching the right spot.
Yep.
They are all being strong and powerful and ruthless to show the mountain people that they mean business. And then he, like, has a throne there.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't really know. Like, the reason they're there is for the stone, but I don't know who goes to get it. Because what we get to experience is basically the two of them having, like, sex on a chair.
Yeah.
In front of a room of people.
Yeah!
Like, I don't even know who got the stone, but she sits on his lap and, like, they, like...
Yeah, he does stuff to her.
I wrote about it. He's turning her on by caressing her thigh. Wouldn't this be traumatic, I thought to myself, since he did this before and it was traumatizing? I'm like, why now? He did this to her while drugged under a mountain not that long ago, I thought. Yeah. And I just thought, wouldn't this re-trigger, like, the terror of being under the mountain? But no.
It's weird that this was not triggering for either of them. Like, because he also was, like, put in that same position that he's putting her in.
Yeah.
But he's like, no, it's okay when I do it, though.
More justification she delivers while he's, like, arousing her. She wonders if perhaps the arrogance and swagger, if maybe they masked a male who perhaps thought he wasn't worth very much at all.
Okay. I don't know where you got that from this thing, but okay.
I say they're basically having sex, or at least very intimate foreplay on this throne.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing I remember is that she wants him to, like, touch her vagina.
Yeah. Like, and she's like, do it.
Do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's pretty close.
But I do write that Azrael steals the truth orb while they are doing this.
Yeah.
And she comments that she feels alive after their throne foreplay.
Public throne.
Yeah, this is their, like, most intimate moment.
Yeah.
The first one.
Yeah.
Terrible. Chapter 43, they are leaving the throne, the mm-hmm. Court of Nightmares, because Azrael got the thing. But before that happens, someone calls her a whore, and Reese breaks the guy's arm for it.
Again, Farrah, you can't be like, I'm gonna go into this room and I'm gonna act like a whore, and then be like, you called me a whore?
Well, it was Reese who did it.
But it's still like, go ahead.
Okay, so honestly, the part, I didn't even write about Reese breaking the dude's arm, because I was like, it's not a big deal, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, she got so mad about it, and I was like, why? Like, I agree. Why are you getting mad about it? This was the persona
you chose. And
he, like, I know he's, like, doing it out of rage because he's in love with you, but also, he's fulfilling the persona that he has chosen.
Yeah, no one's acting. Like, you guys chose to act this way, and then you're like, surprised by what happens?
But her justification is, she's pissed because it's overprotective. She's like, I can fight my own battles.
I can break my own arms. But it's fine when Reese does it. It's bad when Tamlin does it.
No. So she says mean things to him, and he says he's the villain of the story. And now they haven't talked in many days. I think he, like, goes to live at the other house.
Yeah, and they're mad at each other or something.
He's avoiding her, but she had decided she wanted to let him in and that he's not the villain because he sets her free. While Tamlin is the villain for locking her up.
Okay.
Chapter 44. I just have to keep breezing by them.
Yeah.
I can't.
We can't stop every time to be like...
Every time I'm like... Chapter 44. It's basically shooting Star Knight and everyone is dancing. Tomorrow, they will separate into different groups to prepare for the war. More intimate talks with Reese. They apologize to each other. And then he tells her about his abuse from Amarantha, about, like, having to, like, have sex with her all the time.
Again, it's so weird that the author didn't choose to make that scene where they were acting like that be the thing, like, the impetus to trigger them talking about the bad things that happened to him with Amarantha. That she instead was like, they'll have a really fun time doing this, and then later we'll talk about our trauma. Anyway, go ahead.
I was sure that this was going to be the end of part two, because it felt like a wrap-up part two, like they're all about to separate, this is like goodbye, but it wasn't. Chapter 45. She finds out that Reese and Tamlin used to be friends, but then Tamlin helped kill Reese's mom and sister, so Reese killed Tamlin's brother, and then Tamlin killed Reese's dad. She only seems mad about what Tamlin did. Tamlin did leave out his part in it, but again, she justifies why Reese treats Tamlin so badly but how much of a choice did Tamlin have? Because didn't write down the whole backstory, but like Tamlin's family was abusive as well.
Yeah.
And they were the ones who went to kill the family and they made him go with them.
Yeah. And do it. Like.
And then Rhys went in retaliation and then like Rhys killed Tamlin's brothers and then Rhys's dad killed Tamlin's dad, and they had agreed not to kill Tamlin's mom, and then they did.
Yeah.
And so then Tamlin kills Rhys's dad in that moment as well. But I was like, this is all bad.
Yeah, like you can't be like, this is more bad or less bad.
No.
It's like all murder. In the
human world, if you murder someone because they murdered someone that you know,
that doesn't make it less murder.
Oh, okay, you're off the hook here.
Yeah.
You are also going to jail.
Yeah.
Chapter 46. She feels like a traitor to Tamlin. Thank you for liking Rhys, because only 2 months ago she was about to marry him. And he did so much good for her. I don't know, like...
Again, you were in the Spring Court for like 2 months. Now you've been in the Night Court for like 2 months. How are you making decisions based off this little information?
Yeah. Lucien finds her in the woods. I wrote, Lucien is Tamlin's dude, for anyone who has forgotten. It's been a while. Chapter 47. Basically just a chat with Lucien, how she's not going back and she can't forgive Tamlin for what he did, or Lucien for not stopping him, or Ianthe. I don't really get Ianthe still. Because look.
Yeah.
What did Ianthe do?
Yep. What is she, like, what was her unforgivable thing at this point?
Lucien says Ianthe was too much. But, like, again, too much what? Too much to Lucien.
Yeah, but not really to Farrah.
No. I mean, she sided with Tamlin about, like, don't let her train.
Yeah, but it wasn't, like, I don't know.
Lucien says that things are really bad with Tamlin, so she has to come with him. And then she shapeshifts and says that she's become the darkness to put up the front that Rhys is evil.
Oh, my God. Why do you keep doing this if you don't want people to think Rhys is evil?
Lucien says they will, that, like, Tamlin's gonna come back and kill Rhysand and all his court for what Rhysand has done to Farrah. And at this point, Farrah doesn't think, maybe we should deal with this.
Maybe we should stop lying to Tamlin's face about this.
Chapter 48. I said, this is when I started going, what is this book gonna... What's going to happen here? Because there's only 125 pages left of a long book.
Yeah.
And not much has happened. Nope. And there's not much time for anything left to happen.
Yeah.
I said, I know there will be sexy time because TikTok spoiled that. But, like, is the war going to start? Is Tyburn even going to be introduced with dialogue and stuff? Or like,
yeah, like, what's going to happen here?
She wants to paint What's-His-Butt, Rhys, which is a big moment for her because...
She hasn't wanted to paint because she was never PTSD. Talked about it, but yeah.
She's been thinking about painting him for a long time. I just didn't care. But I know that it's supposed to signal that she's getting mentally well.
Yeah.
So I figured I should. They're going to share a bed tonight. Okay. I clearly missed something because they act like Ianthe is evil. She's also talking about how messed up Tamlin is and that Lucien was complicit. I struggle. That's my friend. Because, I mean, you agree.
Yeah.
I'm like, what did Ianthe do? Like, we know that she was, like, even, okay, she gave rapey vibes to Rhys. But, like, Rhys said no, and she didn't force him.
No, she didn't.
So we don't, like, we know, like, maybe not a great person, but, like, they act like she's evil. And then everything that happened in Spring Court, I'm like, nothing. But, like, they have concluded she's evil, and I'm like, why?
What did she do? I know.
Okay. He finger bangs her.
Great.
She wants to jack him off, but he won't let her. I really was bothered by this, too. It was like okay.
Because it felt manipulative?
Yes! Because he wants it the perfect way, and not in this ramshackle hut. I don't like that, because, like, why did she get it in the ramshackle hut? Are you better than her? Like...
I don't think that's what it was implying, but okay.
I just didn't like any of that whole scene. I like, it just didn't feel like they were equals. Yeah. It felt like he had control
and over she didn't. Her. Yeah.
She doesn't have a nightmare, which I also don't like. He healed her when she really just needed a therapist.
Mm-hmm. No, she needed to be finger banged in a shack.
Again, what does it teach women and girls? Chapter 49, they are really awkward. Neither of them want to talk about what happened last night. And Reese has one more story to tell her. It's going to be something terrible he did, but before that happens, they get attacked and Reese is injured. I don't even remember what the story is. She saves him, but they can't winnow away because he's weak and she can't winnow very far. She thinks she's always been looking. Oh, I know what the story is.
Yeah, it's about, yeah.
She thinks.
Go ahead.
She thinks she's always been looking for Reese and he thinks he's always been looking for her. Probably because they are mates.
Yep.
She gets the arrow. That was me, like, they're mates. She gets the arrow out of his wings. I guess he got...
Yeah, he got hurt.
Yeah. It was Highburn's men that were tracking him. Chapter 50. He's dying from poison because the arrows had something, some kind of powder that hurts Faye.
Yeah.
So she captures a serial, which is from the first book. It somehow just knows things.
I think it's explained in the first book, but it's fine.
It gives her a cure to save Reese, which is that he must drink her blood, I think.
Why would that be? Okay.
It is.
Okay.
And the serial also tells her that Reese is her mate and that Reese has known this for a very long time. Thoughts?
Thoughts? My thoughts is, like, it really bothers me because it's so obvious at the end of the first book that they're mates.
Yeah. Like, that moment when he, like, he's sees like, her and he's like...
It's so... And so, like, this whole time you're reading the second book, I can't fathom that anyone has gotten to this point and will be shocked. Surprised by what the surreal says.
No.
So then it's just like, I don't know, it's never been a question.
Yeah. What, she gets really pissed off though, Farrah.
Yeah.
She's like...
I was so annoyed that she was, like, I was like, ugh, now she's gonna get all annoyed and then we're gonna have to deal with her.
I know, I don't know why she was annoyed. Because...
He was trying to give her a choice.
Yeah!
And she, that's what she likes.
But she's like, but you knew, so you should have told me. And I'm like, but he wanted you to be able to love him on your own without the pressure of a mate bond.
Yeah, of feeling like you have to love him.
But he was hiding things from her and she deserved to know, blah, blah, blah. So she does save him, but she leaves without talking to him like a rational human. She just pieces out to hide in the woods. So immature. Yeah, like they get back to their house, and she's like, "More, take me away from here. I can't look at Reese. I can't talk to him." And she literally like goes away for like multiple days.
Yeah.
And that's the end of part two. Part three, the House of Mist. All right, so we're in part three, the House of Mist. Chapter 52. She's in her little cabin and saying to herself, "Wow." The thing that Reese fears, which is that people will run away from him, is what I just did to him. And I was like, at least she's somewhat self-aware.
She wasn't aware when she did it to Tamlin, but now she's healed, so she knows.
So she paints while she's there, which I think is the first time she paints. I said, I don't know. They just talk about all the people. Pretty useless, but Farrah is ready to talk it out. I have no idea. I was like trying to... I don't know what I'm saying there. Chapter 53. She decides... Reese is still MIA. She's still alone in the cabin. She decides she wants a life with Reese, and I think he shows up, but that's for the next chapter. Chapter... Yeah, because she thinks it's Moore. And she's like, oh, Moore's here.
But it's obviously not.
And then like the chapter ends, so I was like, obviously it's Reese.
Yeah.
Chapter 54. It's Reese!
What?!
Shocker.
Yeah.
He tells her everything, and I don't know if I still really think anything he did was justifiable. So here is another one of his opportunities to be like, Farrah,
I'm sorry. You bad. I was bad, but now I'm good.
But instead he says, you know, babe, I drugged you so that you would forget what I was making you do.
That was kind.
It was kind. I kill bad men who wanted to rape you by letting them be tortured by Amarantha. I was saving you and killing people for you. I created that bargain as a way to keep you out of Tamlin's grasp because I knew he was a bad guy.
Does he really say that?
No, he didn't say that.
Okay. I was like, holy shit.
No. But my point in the whole bargain was, you never ended the bargain. You forced, what choice? Like,
what choices did she have?
Like,
really?
She had to come live with you.
Yeah, you made that happen.
And then you got connected to her brain, so you knew when she was in distress.
And then you...
So you came and saved her. And I my final comment for this was, I think Tamlin needed to be worse because I just don't think he was that bad. And I don't think that Rhys redeems himself. And so I'm just like, Rhys isn't the better guy. I agree. Pharaoh shouldn't be with Tamlin.
Yeah.
But
it seems that that Pharaoh's better for Rhys, but it's just like,
but you shouldn't be with him either.
The reason
you should find someone, you should heal yourself, become a better person because you suck. And you should try to find a better person than Rhys because he sucks too.
Yeah.
Okay, chapter 55. It's the chapter that everyone talks about.
Oh.
I don't know if you've seen the TikToks, but there are TikToks that are like, girls will get their boyfriends to read chapter 55 and then like make, and then like get their reactions. Let's see. Here we go. I didn't actually really talk about it. They have sex like the whole chapter. That's yeah. What happens. But is this the thing? I don't actually, why does he want to finish in that position? Is this the thing that you were referring to? Obviously it's about Amarantha, but I don't understand why.
What?
That's what I wrote. Any ideas there?
No. There's like a scene where they like fuck and it's like a painting. Like he like covers her in paint or something.
Does that happen multiple times?
No, that's not Kate. That's in this specific scene.
Oh, okay.
The thing from the other, don't worry about that.
He puts her in paint again. Just to re-traumatize her from the last time he put her in paint. Kind of weird that Sarah J. Maas continuously brought up callbacks to when he was, like, somewhat sexually abusing her. Being like, now you're gonna love it.
You love it this time, though. Oh, weird. Anyway, I forgot. Yeah, he painted her before.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Anyway, he like puts paint on her this time.
They have a lot of sex and they decide to go on birth control.
Yeah, important. Good choice for a 19-year-old.
Do you have more to say about chapter 55 and their sex?
I don't think it was that hot.
Yeah. I mean, people talk about it being so hot and they're like, here, boyfriend, like, the reason they want their boyfriends to read it is, this is what I want from you.
But, like,
this. I didn't write anything about it, so it's hard for me to know.
The thing about smut and, like, the spicy scenes or whatever is that the thing that's gonna make it really good or really bad is how much build-up there was to it. And this had a fuck ton of build-up, so I can see why people were like, that's really
finally.
Hot. Finally. Yes. Like, it's the release in an emotional sense. And that's what makes it good, a good sex scene. However, I found it really dull in terms of they just kind of like confessed their love. Like it was the culmination of their love, but then they had like these cheesy like little speech things that they did and I didn't like them. I don't remember what they were, but I know I hate them. I hate them generally, but I didn't like these either. And that's just my opinion, man. So okay. If you disagree, that's fine.
Okay, chapter 56. Mm-hmm. They're returning to Valaris mm-hmm. as a mated couple. And I thought this was so stupid. And again, I was like, this is a red flag. But I guess all of them do it, so it's not a red flag. He's super feral because they mated, which is basically just jealous. So Cassie and him literally brawl for an entire hour. Because he can't handle men looking at her. And so Cassie is like, dude, we need to fight. So that you don't attack other men.
But wouldn't it be, like, so gross if he was overly protective of her or, like, really, like, territorial around her? Wouldn't that just be the grossest thing for him to do? Wouldn't that make him, like, an evil, toxic man?
Stupid! So stupid. Literally, it takes an hour to wear him out. Because he's so
feral
and so like men can't go near my woman, and I was like, I don't even understand this instinct because she's your mate, like she's not gonna get with any of these men. It feels like it should turn off at this point. Like it feels like he should have been feral until
this point. Yeah,
because until this point she could go
be with other guys else. Yeah,
but now she has accepted the mate bond. She doesn't have eyes for anyone else.
Yeah.
There is literally no reason to be jealous.
Yeah.
It's, like, that was, like, a bad call on Sarah J. Maas's part. Because it doesn't make sense with a mate bond.
Okay.
They meet with the queens again. The queens have, like, they've got the truth orb.
The human queens, yeah.
Yeah, they show the queens Velaris. Mm-hmm. And the queens are like, nope, we don't believe you. So they peace out, but one of the queens did believe them, and she snuck the other half of the book mm-hmm. into the meeting and leaves it behind.
Yeah.
So, they have the book.
Yep.
There's 50 pages left. They have the book. I'm like, what's going to happen?
Yeah. Surprisingly a good deal, actually.
Yeah. Cassian vows to protect Nesta, so they are going to get it on, obviously.
Yes.
Chapter 58. There's only 50 pages left. Hybern sends monsters to Velaris. I think they're like birds, but I don't really know.
I imagine more gargoyle-looking things.
Okay. Batter was there, so
yeah,
like more adder-like creatures. Hybern killed the queen that helped them with the book. Was she there? Like, dead in the sky?
I don't know how they knew that, but they knew.
They did. So she immediately... No, the other queens told him about Velaris. The queens gave away the city, and I was like, that's really terrible. Like,
yeah.
I didn't understand. And I also I also wrote, Hybern is evil? Question mark? I don't know.
I like that you didn't... At this point, you were like, maybe Hybern good? I don't know.
I'm like, did I accidentally do question mark? Did I mean exclamation point? Like, what's going on in my brain? She kills the adder, and they all kill all of the gargoyle creatures.
Yep.
Parts of Velaris did get destroyed.
But they also save it, so it's fine.
Chapter 60, Amarin cracks the code. Oh, yeah. Also, by the way, the book is written in an ancient language, and only Amarin can read it.
Yep.
So she cracks the code, she knows how to destroy the cauldron, and I hypothesize at this point that Tamlin has joined forces with Hybern after Farrah refused to go with Lucien. Wouldn't that be something, I said.
Indeed.
She realizes how badly she was treated by Tamlin. Again, I don't know why she's realizing this again. So many times she's realized this. Because Rhys lets her choose, even if he doesn't like what she chooses. But Tamlin never let her choose. I don't even think that's true. We already talked about that. She stole the ring from the weaver. I called her the crone. Because I was like, weaver's too many letters.
I thought you were going to say you called her the cranky lady.
No. The crone. Because that's one letter less than weaver.
Well done. You really...
But all of these characters keep coming back. I should have known. Every character comes back.
Yeah.
There is no character that was introduced one time.
That's a lie.
Who?
The fucking mercenary at the beginning.
The mercenary! She's... One character didn't come back, but I was like, the weaver. Okay, she's in and out, she's done. But no.
No, she's...
Yeah. Keep giving her callbacks. So, we find out in this moment, it's so beautiful, it makes everyone want to cry, that he sent her in there to get the ring because his mom said, if your mate can't get into the weaver's house and survive, she can't handle you. So that's why I gave the ring to the weaver. And once she successfully got the ring, Rhys was like,
She's my girl.
We're going to have a long, happy life together because my mom made my girl risk her life and my girl
did
succeeded.
It. Oh, it was so stupid.
Okay, we're so close. Yeah. Chapter 61.
Yeah, can you hear how tired we are, everyone?
So chapter 61, they go to Hybern. They're mm-hmm. They're there. Rhys is staying outside for some reason? I don't know.
Yeah, there's some plan for how to go to Hybern to get the cauldron to nullify it.
She is going in with Cass and Az.
Yeah.
I think Mor and Amarin don't even go at all.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
And Cass and Az are killing all of Hybern's guards, and she's, like, really happy about it, and I was really mad. I was like, I'm, like, so pissed off about how they treat and deal with Hybern's army, starting in this moment, and it gets progressively worse, because they're, like, they all deserve to die.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why?
How do you know?
How do you know? And, like... We find out, I'm going to say it now because I just want to explain how much, like, I already was annoyed, and then we find out, like, in my head, I'm like, they aren't all evil, but they are being ruled by a dictator, and they can't escape him.
Yeah.
Like, he has the cauldron.
Yeah.
He is all powerful.
Yeah.
They have no choice. And then we find out that he has been manipulating them all and telling them that the rest of the courts have been... Like, you know, shortchanging them on food and supplies, when actually Hybern has been doing it to keep his people hungry and starving so that when it comes time to battle, he can say, the other courts did this to us. We need to defeat them.
Yeah.
And they still want to kill all of Hyrin's men.
Mariah, you're not supposed to think about that. And it's weird, too, when she's all like, we should, the monstrous lesser fairies should be treated the same way as the High Fae, and, like, humans should be treated the same way as the High Fae, but kill all of Hybern's men.
Yeah.
They are lesser.
They're all rotten.
Yeah.
Like, evil to the core.
Yeah.
And there's no redemption for them.
Yeah, no, they deserve to die.
I couldn't.
Please kill more of them, actually.
I don't know what parts of this book bother me the most, but as soon as they started killing Hybern's men, and she was happy about it. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And I also, like, it's a callback to when Reese goes, like, she's, like, so distraught about killing those two Fae at the end of the first book, and Reese is like, it's good, because you have a human heart. You can still feel for others. And in this moment, at
she
the end of the second book,
she was not feeling for others, like, at all.
All right, human heart, gone.
Yeah, she successfully overcame her human heart.
They find the cauldron. I don't remember why, but only she can destroy it. Didn't I guess because of her powers. But the cauldron and the book manipulate her into putting the book back together, even though Alamryn told her, do not put the book back together.
Yeah.
Chapter 62, it was actually a trap. Hybern wanted her to come because...
He wanted the book?
He wanted the book, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he probably...
He wanted her there so he could...
Like, he... I don't really...
Bloat?
Yeah. I'm like, he did want her there, but, like, he doesn't do anything to her.
Yeah, I found this part so weird because he doesn't really do much. Like, okay. Like, Hybern has... He's like, I got you right where I want you. Because he's like... Injuring Cassian and hurting,
I've written through the heart, but he doesn't die, so I don't know exactly where he shot him. He, like, shreds Cass's wings.
Yeah.
Jurian has been resurrected and for some reason is on Hybern's side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lucien and Tamlin are there because
they
sided with
what?
The king.
Yeah, they've sided with Hybern. And...
Because Hybern promised... What did I... Tamlin? Okay, chapter 64. We're going fast now.
Yeah.
Tamlin has gone crazy.
Yeah.
He promised to let Hybern use his court to let his army through if Hybern returned Farrah to him. That's why Farrah had to be there.
Yeah.
Tamlin thinks that she has been brainwashed and manipulated. And then he finds out they're mates, and then he's, like, really mad. Mm-hmm. And I literally hate when they call him... When Reese... says mates. It's like, it's the same as female. I think mates is worse. This is my mate. Where is my mate off to now? Shut up. Hybern has also captured Farrah's sisters, which can't be good. And the human queens are also there. It's just like, so much is going on.
I know. I was like, you're just imagining like a whole bunch of people standing around in a room. Like, there was just so many people there.
And for some reason, the queens hate Farrah. Like, they were like so... hateful at this moment.
Yeah.
I was like, why? I don't understand why we're so hateful. And I said that Hybern is terrible. So those are things that are going on all right now. I actually, like, took a huge quote at the end because I was like, what is happening? I was, like, so confused about all these chapters. And then, like, Farrah summarizes it in one, like, long monologue. And I was like, oh, there. That's what
Thank
happened.
You. I'll take that. Yeah.
Okay. Chapter 65. The king is going to turn her sisters immortal. If they survive it. So he's going to put them in the cauldron.
To show the mortal queens that they could be turned immortal by the cauldron.
Because you turn us immortal, and we will give you access to our lands.
Yeah.
I guess.
To conquer us, which was weird.
Except for Hybern says he's an ally to the humans. But I was like, guys, he stole humans and is forcing them against their will to potentially die in this cauldron.
Do you really trust him?
That he's your
Yeah, I found his motives really weird because he was like, to his own people, he's like, I'm gonna enslave humans again.
Yeah.
But then he was just, had Jurian and was like, we'll work with the humans so the humans can be enslaved again.
I guess he's just insane because another big part of his like whole plan was just like to piss off Farrah.
Yeah.
Like that was a big motive for him, was like, what can I do to make her mad?
Like by doing her sisters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like it comes back in the third book too. He's just like, what can I do to piss off this girl?
I also found it really weird. Like they are so like, he has committed the greatest crime against us by turning my two sisters immortal. And I was like, well, when you're 80, I think you're going to actually appreciate that fact.
I know. And I, again, going back to the queens and their hatred for Farrah, why wouldn't the queens, like, why do the queens trust Hybern? Why wouldn't they be like, okay, Rhys is showing us he is good. He showed us this beautiful city, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Why wouldn't we team up with him to get the cauldron and make the same deal?
Yeah.
But we'll do it with a person who's not going to enslave the humans.
Yeah. I guess because in the last war, Rhys was on the...
Hybern was... But so was Hybern.
I don't get it.
And Rhys wasn't on that side.
I don't get it.
Rhys was on the pro-human side because he fought with Miriam and Jurien.
I don't understand. They call the queen, like the human queens, corrupt, and I don't understand them, but it's fine. It was implied... I don't know. My understanding was it was like... You know when humans just, like, fuck over other humans because they want something? Yeah. That was the sense I got, that they were just like, I'll sell out my people for immortality.
Okay. But I also agree about the, like, immortality thing. I was like, you're like, rocking it technically as a fae now that Rhys cured you.
Yeah.
Like, other than that her sisters hate fae, but so did her. Like, so
did, yeah.
So did she.
I know. I was just like...
But apparently it's a bad time in the cauldron, so...
Yeah, so that was bad, but it was just, like, very, very convenient that her two sisters got turned as well.
It was so convenient. I wrote it. Elaine is now a fae. How convenient.
Yeah! Yeah.
But also, Hybern says he wants to work with the humans, and then he does, and then what he does is kidnaps some and forces them into a cauldron.
What are you doing?
Doesn't seem like the best human ally, but what do I
know? Yeah! Yeah.
Okay, chapter 66. Nesta has also been put in the cauldron and has also become a fae. Mm-hmm. But she took some of the cauldron's power with her.
Yeah, because she's angry.
Because she's angry. Angry Nesta. Elaine and Lucien are also mates now. We're just like, here we go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I guess Lucien looked at her and was like, yeah. Mate!
Yep, we're in.
I guess Farrah blocked the wards and her plan is to pretend that Rhys has manipulated her all these months and go back with Tamlin to make sure everyone is freed, so this book was literally pointless.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, that's her plan. Mm-hmm. She's like, because she, like, everyone is dying on her side.
Yeah.
Or, like, traumatized.
Injured and hurt, yeah. So she's like, so I'm going to go hang out with Tamlin.
I will hang out with Tam. I will, like... Say I've been brainwashed, mm-hmm. and for some reason, that will end everything. Like, and then Hybern will let me go home, and Hybern will let my friends go back to the Night Court, and everything will be fine.
And that works?
And that works! Or we missed something.
Yeah.
Because it does work.
That does work.
Or maybe Rhys is able to winnow them really quickly, and they escape.
I don't know. Or maybe she's like, Hybern, I'll go if you let these people go.
But why would Hybern agree to that?
Or it gives them time to get away. I don't know. Anyway, somehow all the Night Court people get away, with her sisters, in fact.
Yeah, like, they all go. She, like, communicates this to Rhys in her mind. Like, yeah. I'm gonna do this thing. And then she tells Hybern, like, that... She, like, the mate bond was against her will, obviously, so she's like, break the mate bond. And so he breaks it.
But she just makes a bright light, and then she's like, oh, you broke it.
No, he actually breaks the one weak thing.
Oh, yeah, he breaks their...
Contract. But he doesn't break their mate bond.
Yeah.
But they manage to get the... Oh, yeah. So, yeah, they also get the book. Like, they get away with all this crap.
Yeah.
Everyone escapes, and Farrah's going back with Tamlin. Here is Farrah's summary of what happened, because I was like, what just happened?
Yeah.
Tamlin offered passage through his land and our heads on platters to the king in exchange for trapping Farrah, breaking the bond, and getting to bring her back to the Spring Court. But Ianthe betrayed Tamlin, told the king where to find Farrah's sisters, so the king had Farrah's sisters brought with the queens to prove he could make them immortal. He put them in the cauldron, and we could do nothing as they were turned. He had us by the balls.
So, it wasn't even Tamlin who sold out her sisters.
Nope. The thing that Tamlin did was...
He sold out his own lands.
Yes. For Farrah.
But he's a High Lord, he could do that.
Yeah. And it's not a good choice. But again, he is in love with a girl mm-hmm. who he thinks has been kidnapped.
And he thinks this is his only option.
Yep.
And also, the whole time he was planning to betray Highburn. Like, he's yeah. not on Highburn's side.
No. Okay. So, now she's in the Spring Court. The book is ending. Rhys is like, stay there and spy on him, mm-hmm. Tamlin. So that you can destroy him and his court. I honestly don't think they should be destroyed.
I know! I don't think he's...
And she also, right before they went to Highburn, she became Lady of the Night Court, which is the first time there's ever been a Lady of the Night Court. They basically, like, got married and, like, she signed some papers, I guess.
Yeah, now she's, like, the High Lady of the Night Court.
And in chapter 68, we get her just, like, pondering what's gonna happen next, and she says, I will pretend to love him so that I can break him and kill him.
Unnecessary, but okay.
And she also thinks that Lucien knows that she is lying about her love for Tamlin, but he's going to keep it a secret for her because he needs to get his mate back.
Which...
The end. That's it.
Now time to rant.
About Lucien and Tamlin.
But Lucien... Okay, so not really. For number one... Actually, okay, it's all related. It's all connected to the fact that mating bonds fucking exist in this world.
Uh-huh.
You know? Like, as soon as the sisters are turned... Right? So Nesta is now hot to Cassian because they've got a mating bond, clearly. Which then, because we don't know what's left, but basically now Cassian's out of the picture, so Mor and Azriel could just easily get together. Yeah. So we've got, that's two heterosexual pairings now that are available to us. And now we've just quickly wrapped up Elaine and Lucien. So that's three heterosexual pairings. That Highburn created when he tossed those girls into that cauldron.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my god, this is so... I hate mating bonds. I hate them. And the thing that pisses me off most about it is they aren't even bad pairs. Like, Nesta and Cassian, I think that's a good pairing.
Yeah.
Lucien and Elaine, I think that's a good pairing.
But it's the fact that they got
together. They have to get together now. So now Lucien has to betray Tamlin because he looked at a girl one time. Like, he doesn't... Like, I want him to choose her. I don't want him to have to choose her.
Yeah. But you can reject your mating bond.
I know you can. But at this stage, he's making dumbass decisions. He's certainly Lucien not... Is? Yeah, he's yeah. not rejecting it. And it's yeah. annoying.
Yeah.
Especially, it's crazy that he's not rejecting it because his other girlfriend was exploded or whatever. He should be like, I'm never going to love again. I'm going to, my bros before hoes. Like, that should be his mindset. Anyway, do you have some ramble rant?
No, I think I had all my rambles out.
Yeah.
We had a lot to be annoyed by. We said we would be annoyed by three. Get ready for more.
Yeah.
Because we were pretty annoyed.
Time to rate. So what we've decided we're going to do for ratings is...
We're going to rate Rhysand today.
Yep. And then once we're going to... When we talk about three, we're going to adjust the positioning on Tamlin and Rhys.
If needed.
Yeah. if needed.
So just for everyone's reminder...
So we can't adjust Tamlin's position right now based on his actions here.
No. I mean, when we do it next week, we will combine his actions from
mm-hmm.
this book.
Yeah.
And... Book three.
Yeah, and then he'll get a final position.
Yeah.
But at this stage, based on his book...
He's four, right?
He's four. Now we've...
Poor sweet Tamil.
Now we've had Rhys's book, and based on his actions and everything that he was...
I just want to put him below Innkeeper, that's for sure.
Okay, but you have to look at who is currently above Innkeeper. The thing is, I feel like he has to go above Will Grayson.
Why? He was so mean.
He wasn't bad for her. And he's, like, so fleshed out into a real human person.
Ugh. But he's not attractive. Because he's a monster.
Okay, where do you want to put him?
Let me look. Who's this?
From the selection.
Okay.
Wade is the crazy old man from Idaho.
I just don't want to put him up there. Because he was so manipulative.
I think he has to go under Tamlin.
Can we put him... Who's this one? Andrew Grayson?
He's from the witch book, Moon Girls.
Oh, Andrew Grayson was better than him. Because he didn't manipulate her.
But Kate, Reese has friends. Yeah. A lot of these boys don't have friends. Will Grayson does have friends. Andrew Grayson did not have friends.
No, he didn't. Okay, tell me more things.
He had friends. Mm-hmm. He spoke to her on many occasions. Like, he has a life outside of her.
Yeah.
And he's not an ass to her. He does try to give her the illusion of choice. Me trying to talk him up. He
gaslights her into thinking she has free will.
He respects her enough to make her high lady.
Yeah.
Which Tamlin wouldn't let her do.
Yes, but no one has ever let it do.
Anyway. Yeah, and she doesn't deserve it, but it's fine. He does treat her with a lot of respect. He tries to give her the choice to not do the mating bond.
But do you think he's attractive?
I thought he was in terms of, like, he felt like a real person, mm-hmm. not just a character. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to put him above Will Grayson, because I really liked Will Grayson.
Well, can we put him below Will Grayson? Because I hated
Tim and Grayson. Above Andrew Grayson.
Sure, fine.
This is like our first contentious one.
We said it would be, wouldn't we?
Yeah, because you can adjust his position next book.
I will fight for him to go even lower. I actually don't know if he's who annoys me so much in the third book, or if it's all Farrah.
It's a lot Farrah. All right, he's coming in at number 6, folks. Which is below Tamlin. But we will see what happens to Tamlin. Okay. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for listening. Oh, yeah,
we have to finish this.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Check us out on Instagram or on Patreon or on our website. If you want to check out the rankings, that's on our website. Thank you so much for listening. If you wanted to leave a review, you could do that. I don't know. I don't know if that does anything.
I don't know either.
But it'd be kind of neat to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all.
Bye.